there is an intensification of the fighting around Al-Fashir, which is definitely affecting everyone, meaning in terms of security, and also because of movement will be more and more difficult between Zamzam and Al-Fashir. It means that access to markets are even more difficult, and trucks, it's even more difficult as well for them to move. So it means that already there was almost no food in Zamzam, and it will be even more difficult to bring in some food to Zamzam. So already the situation being catastrophic, we can just imagine that deterioration will continue like this.
Last time we spoke, we were talking about children dying every day at Zamzam because of, lack of access for aid organizations. What is the situation today?
The situation remains the same. We are normally at the period where there is harvesting has been done, and we are a bit more low in terms of malnutrition. Unfortunately, this is not what we are seeing, because we see that there is a lot of malnutrition now. We did a mass screening for children under 5 and pregnant and lactating women. So more than 60,000 people we screened for nutrition, and we saw that 1/3 of them, they are malnourished. So still a number very high. And also now measles is coming into the game. So unfortunately, there is suspected measles cases in Zamzam as well, which is a very big killer, as we know, especially with for malnourished children. So, of course, the situation is deteriorating, and we are quite worried about this. Even now, it's even a bit better, because if we continue not getting food there, if measles is coming, and also, of course, malaria will come soon, we can imagine that especially children under 5, but not only, will have a high probability of dying, unfortunately. On top of this, of course, there is the fighting that might create more deaths, and already create more deaths in Al-Fashir. So the whole situation is quite catastrophic, basically, and can really deteriorate. And that's the main problem, that we should be even in a more quiet period in terms of mortality, kind of.
There is obviously this persistent issue of limited humanitarian access and deliberate obstructions by warring parties on MSF's efforts to scale up its response in Zamzam camp. But now we are talking about the possibility of an imminent full-scale confrontation between the RSF, the Rapid Support Forces, and the army, and other armed groups in Al-Fashir. The US has issued a statement warning against that. The United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, the US Ambassador to the United Nations, we have all these statements warning that if a full-scale confrontation between Sudan's warring parties happen in Al-Fashir, it will be disastrous. Can you just tell me about some of the humanitarian consequences of this scenario?
If there is a clashes, heavy clashes there, already we saw intensification for 2 weeks now. But if we are going up to a level of large-scale attacks on Al-Fashir itself, it might be really, really killing a lot of people, basically. It will be lots of intense fighting. And because there are lots of forces from both sides, it might be quite bad. And of course, it means that most probably, either way, we will see a new movement of displaced people, because it was the only place they could stay now a bit quiet and safe. So, of course, it might create a lot of displacement again, and maybe to Chad, because there is not a lot of places to go for them. So this is one of the issues we can see. The other one, of course, is the number of deaths, and of course, civilians will be the collateral damage, that's for sure. So that's quite worrying indeed.
What is MSF advocating for? What are you calling for, and what are you doing now in preparation for such a scenario?
Well, you know, the first thing is that for us, we still need actors to be on the ground, because we are there, we are working there for more than before the war even, but since the beginning of the war, we are still present and we still continue to deliver aid, and we are feeling quite alone. So for sure, For us, we believe that we still can work in this situation, and we want to continue. Of course, peace is the most needed, that's for sure. So really, we need that there is no fighting inside El Fasher and Ausil as well, that's for sure. But the population, they really need this. So that's definitely what we are calling for. But honestly, we really need also the international community to realize what's happening, and we need still a major scale of humanitarian aid, which is not happening at the moment. So even if security is not the best at the moment, and so that's when people need to have some food, some water, some access to healthcare, and so on. So obviously peace is needed, and humanitarian aid as well.